Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Recent reports that a copy of the Las Vegas Sphere was coming to Nashville were rumors. That's word from the group redeveloping a former scrapyard site on Nashville's East Bank. The claim started circulating last month. The development group TEB tells the Tennessean that none of the land is up for lease or sale yet. The Tennessee legislature has passed a bill that nearly doubles the number of school vouchers. WPLN's Camelia Burris reports on why the bill drew pushback from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. Sorry, we're having some technical difficulty here. More than 80,000 people moved to Tennessee last year, but thousands also leave each year. And sometimes they do it on principle or for their personal safety. Comedian Josh Black was born and raised in Nashville and compares his recent move to Chicago to returning home from the war.
Like when you leave that war, you realize, oh, that wasn't normal. Everything that we saw like wasn't normal. And that's like me leaving the South. Well, I'm like, oh, I don't have to get stared at every single time I'm in a restaurant. Not even in a malicious way sometimes. People's just jaws drop because they don't get out the house. And they're like, oh my God, Blacks exist.
Black says rent also got so expensive that he felt he had to find somewhere more affordable. This is Nashville profiled several families who have left Tennessee for political reasons or for the safety of children who are trans. You can hear more at WPLN.org or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll also re-air the show at 7 here on 90.3. If your seasonal allergies have felt intense lately, it's not just you. Pollen counts in Metro Nashville's air quality data have been hovering around 11 on a 0 to 12 scale. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.